Hey GWA, it's Witty Kitty, and I'm going to be doing tonight a questionnaire for you. And just as a way to introduce myself, I've been making audios for almost a couple weeks now, and I thought it might be a good idea to tell you a little bit more about myself, and I thought this would be a good way to do it. Like I said, there are so many good questionnaires out there, I might do a few of them. You guys can listen or not listen, I don't know. I don't know how much you want to know about me, but so I'm just going to do this one in this audio. So don't worry, it won't be 4 hours long. First question, what is your gender and sexual orientation? My gender is female. Sexual orientation, I hate answering that question. It's kind of hard to answer, but I identify mostly as straight right now, and that is despite the fact that I spent 10 years in a relationship with a female, but I'm going to have to, you know, define it by what I'm doing currently, and that would be straight. And she is actually the only female I've been involved with, so I don't know. Could have been situational. I don't know. But so there you go. Question number two, what gets you turned on? Everything? No, sometimes it feels that way. But really, I think that one of the biggest things that turns me on would be music. I have, I think, kind of a taste of music that makes no sense because I like so many different kinds and genres of music. And I seem to only be able to have room for one artist or band of each type of music at a time. So I don't know. I have a slot for one, you know, I have like, you know, room for one singer songwriter, one electronic band. Actually, that's not true. I have a lot of electronic bands, but you know, one pop group, one boy band, one girl band. I don't know. I don't get it. So, but anyway, I think the commonality though is, that I have a strong emotional reaction to the music, and it's a lot of times not even the lyrics, it's just the sound of it, and a lot of times it's just something that does turn me on. You know, sort of another aspect of that too is like I go to a lot of concerts, and I just love being at concerts in the crowd, and that is just something that turns me on a lot. Music turns me on quite a lot in many different aspects. As far as other things, like porn. You know, porn, I do consume a lot of porn, but I'm so picky about it. I think that just a lot of it is just kind of gross. I don't know. I can't even really describe why, but you know, there's some that I really, really like. But so much of it is just so gross. I don't know. You know, but I used to read a lot of erotic literature, but a lot of erotic stories and things like that. But, you know, since I found GWA, I don't read anymore. I listen to you guys. So thank you for that. I think that's, and I'm answering this, you know, as I would looking at things in my life that turn me on other than people, because I think there's another question that addresses that. So. So those are some things that turn me on. Okay. So third question, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I think that the thing that defines my sexuality the most is that I think that you should have fun with sex and you should not be afraid to explore new things. And that you should have a good time. You should not be ashamed of things that you're into. That you think that other people might not be into, because you know you're going to probably find that right person eventually. He's going to be into what you're in, hopefully. So yeah, I think that is pretty much what defines my sexuality. What is your favorite sexual act? Okay, this might be kind of a cop-out answer, but I think that one of my favorite things that I can do during sex is if I can sort of. This is going to sound kind of narcissistic, but if I can help someone sort of explore, like I was talking about in the last question, if I can help somebody sort of explore something that they have maybe been interested in, but have been afraid to talk to anybody about, or learn about, or experience because they feel like it's something they should be ashamed of. And you wouldn't think that now people would be ashamed of things, but I just don't get it. And you know what? This always seems to come in the form of guys who want you to put things in their butt and they hate themselves for it. And I just can't tell you how sad that makes me because it's like there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And it's like you're basically biologically wired for it to feel good if you're a guy. So, I mean, I just don't understand why people feel that way. But I don't know what it is about straight guys, and they just don't want anybody to know that they want things in their butt. But you know what? If I can help you get through that, I'm happy to do it. Anybody needs some assistance with that? If you're listening to this, you don't need assistance with that, probably. But I don't know. I feel like if I can help somebody sort of overcome some sort of fear that they have, or like I said, this sounds kind of narcissistic, like I'm just sort of like this angel of mercy or something. But seriously, I mean, if I can, I feel like I've done a good thing if that happens. Oh, also, oral sex is great. One of my favorite things, definitely, both giving and receiving. So I'll give you that too. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Okay. That's definitely two different things. The first thing would be having a sense of humor, making me laugh, making me, and also kind of important, able to get my sense of humor. I think I have a bit of an odd sense of humor, and people either get me or they don't. There's no in between there, I don't think. I even have family members who just think that girl is very strange. But anyway, so I think, and that, again, God, I'm just sounding like such a narcissist in this thing, but I guess what I'm saying is, you have to get me before you can fuck me. Whatever. But it's kind of true. Like, so we can have fun and have a good time, you got to be able to get me, and you have to know when I'm making a joke. And so anyway, that's the first thing. And the second thing would be being a good kisser. That's so important to me. I mean, there are people that don't like to kiss at all. I don't know why. I don't get that. But yeah, so you have to be willing and able to be a good kisser. And you have to kiss exactly how I want you to. Which I think is a pretty standard thing. I don't really need anything fancy or strange, just, the usual. Okay, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I think I've answered that already in other questions. That, you need to be having fun, possibly explore other things, blah blah. I think I've answered that already. So next question. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Well, I'm not actually much of a girly girl, so I can't really say, oh, I'm going to put on my shortest skirt and my highest heels. I do like heels actually, but I'm more of a, I wear black a lot, probably a holdover from being kind of a goth teenager. Don't hate me. So many of us were. But anyway, I wear black a lot, and I really think that color is just so sexy. It makes me feel, I mean, I really love it. It makes me feel very sexy and like really kind of cool. And I don't know, but I also, it's kind of important would be like, had to have hair, like I wanted and makeup like I wanted. Not surprisingly, I wear like a lot of black eyeliner. I have really dark eyebrows and I have really dark hair. And that also makes me feel really sexy. That sort of type of look, you know that look. Wears black, wears a lot of eyeliner, dark hair. You know that look. It's not original. But that's what I like to look at. Like that's how I like to look, and that is what makes me feel sexy wearing something like that. But I do like to wear heels. Skirts, not so much. Next question. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. So I'm going to have to go with probably a celebrity here. Two different ways. I will answer that two different ways. Number one is, what celebrity is turning me on right now? And then what celebrity my entire life has been somebody I've loved? So the first one, I think that like everybody in America, I was completely enamored with every single person in the movie Deadpool. I didn't know that Ryan Reynolds was so funny. But yeah, totally crushing on him right now. I'm just pretty much like, you know, in the movie and in every talk show thing he's been on, I'm just like, where have you been all this time? I mean, I kind of thought of him as not Ryan Gosling, you know, but totally crushing on him. And oh my God, what about his lady friend in the movie? I think her name is Marina Baccarin. I know I'm saying that wrong. Oh my God, she is so sexy. I totally have a crush on her. I remember her on other shows, like on Homeland, and I remember just thinking that woman, she just like exudes sex, and I think she's a bit miscast. I'm not sure that this role was meant for someone who just is like sex all the time, but maybe that's just me getting that from her. I don't know, but yeah, I really like her. She's awesome. So that's currently spanning almost my entire life would be the singer for the lead singer for the band Depeche Mode. His name is Dave Gunn. Oh God, since I was a kid, I have just had the biggest crush on him. And you know, he's seen him a bunch of times in concert, and I just think he's just so incredibly sexy. And the funny thing is, like, you know, in an interview or whatever on TV, or he's nothing special there, but when he's on stage, he might as well just be 100% sexuality. I mean, he's like a cat on the stage, you know, and he's just amazing. I've just loved him my entire life. Well, not my entire life, but most of it. Love Depeche Mode. Martin Gore is pretty cool too. He's the one who has all the feelings, and that's good, but yeah, it's not the same thing. Now you know way more about Depeche Mode than you ever wanted to know. What turns you on most in your life? A crush, significant other, etc., etc. Well, I'm currently single. I have been for about a year now. And so I can't say, oh, my significant other turns me on the most. That would be a lame answer anyway. But I've got to say, you know, I don't have anybody in my life at the moment. And I really have to say that, you know, honestly, just listening to audios from GWA and listening to these audio porn, you know, recordings, it's been amazing because, you know, these are all real people. You guys are all real people making these, and it's such almost an intimate experience. And so, you know, honestly, you guys at GWA, you're feeling a big gap in my life right now. And I have a crush on each and every one of you. So thank you. I appreciate it very much. You have no idea what you're doing for me. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Like, maybe you have an idea. Okay, next question. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I think that one of my favorite, I really haven't been with a lot of people who really like to call me filthy names, but I did have a boyfriend one time who was, he was pretty dominant, and he really, he called me the filthiest, most demeaning, misogynistic names. And I fucking loved it. I mean, he would be like, you know, you stupid fucking slut, put my cock in your mouth right now and shut the fuck up, you know? And I just thought that was really fucking awesome. I really enjoyed that. And it was also an interesting dynamic because not only did we work together and nobody knew about our relationship at work, I was his boss for a while. And so that was a really interesting dynamic. I think that might have been actually part of what made it really cool. So yeah, that was interesting. So yeah, I heard a lot of stupid slut and you guys understand, not a lot of people would understand that, but you guys understand that he didn't really think I was stupid. In fact, you know, we would do the New York Times crossword and then have sex. I mean, you know, together, you know, he was one of the smartest people I ever knew. And, you know, I think that he probably thought, you know, that I was also very intelligent. I know he did. So he wouldn't have been with me if he didn't. So that was really cool. I think that whole dynamic of, you know, calling me stuff like that and the fact that I was his boss for a while, that was actually really fucking awesome. I'm glad that we didn't get fired. So anyway, those are some good names. So which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex. I think I've got that down. Porn star sized cum shots. No. Being super flexible. That would be cool, actually. I think, I do all right, but I think that you could take it to a sort of a next level of, you know, flexibility. And, you know, I think that, like, you don't have to be a gymnast or anything, but, you know, I think that would be kind of cool. So you could get into a lot of, you know, different positions that you may not have really thought about or considered now. Like, you go through the entire Kama Sutra. Actually, not. I don't know. A lot of stuff in there just looks like, that's really bizarre, and would it really be worth it? I don't think so. You know, it would be a lot of setup and not a lot of, you know, good stuff after. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. But, you know, what did I see lately where somebody was really excited that they were dating a gymnast, and they were really excited about the potential of having sex with them because it would just be wild and crazy and bendy, and then it turned out that wasn't the case. What was that? Oh my God. I think it was a Seinfeld episode. I think that's what it was. But I tried, the gymnast was like, no, I don't do any of those things in the bedroom. That's a sacred art, and I don't do any of that. And so there was a lot of disappointment. So yeah. So anyway, that would be kind of cool, actually. Be more bendy. That would be kind of cool. So how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Well, okay, I found out about GWA. I was looking at Literotica, which I think a lot of people find GWA, sort of wind their way to GWA from Literotica. I hear that a lot. But so I think that I was looking at on Literotica for stuff to read. And I happened to just notice, see a little thing that said, you know, stories with text with audio. And I was like, audio? What? That sounds interesting. So I look at it. And then Literotica has this really interesting way that you can rate each thing that you read or listen to. And you can actually rate it with stars, like it's Amazon or something. And so, you know, each one has like a rating, you know, and God, that I can't even imagine. That's like even worse than upvoting and downvoting, you know, like having people just assign a very specific score to your beautiful erotic work. That sounds horrible. But then, you know, you have a way to sort of quantify and benchmark your progress and you know, look at that, you know, constantly improving the quality of your work, which would suck. So I don't know. I don't think I'll ever put anything on Literotica. That would just be too much. But anyway, they had this, like, you know, you could actually go to the section that had the highest rated audios, you know, the top rated audios. And a lot of the people in that top rated were people who are also on GWA. Some of them were people who had been gone forever. But then some of them were current too. So, and eventually I found, you know, a couple of people said, oh, you can see all my audios at GWA. And I was like, what the hell is GWA? And I haven't ever really been that active on Reddit. Except for, you know, looking at AMAs and stuff of celebrities and whatnot, but I've never really found a lot on Reddit that I could identify with and I was interested in, you know, being a part of, but I have now. So I got there and I remember I literally stayed up all night listening to audios thinking, who are these people and why do they do this? What in the hell are they thinking? Are they going to get, you know, are they getting paid or what is going on? And so I eventually sort of, you know, got, you know, I finally, you know, got a new login on GWA and kind of poked around and tried to figure out what was going on. And I thought, well, this is just amazingly interesting, you know? And so, and I really am enjoying listening. So I stayed up all night listening to audios, I swear. And then, you know, like I said, I went and, you know, tried to learn as much as I could about it. And you know, after maybe a couple of months, I guess, I thought, you know what, this community is pretty cool. And for the most part, people are pretty cool to each other and supportive. And it's like, it's interesting because like, it's like an interesting community of people who sort of make audios for each other. And then, oh yeah, and then, you know, the rest of the world, you're invited to watch as well. So, or to listen as well. So I was like, you know what? I want in on this. I want to be a part of this. And I think that I was like, you know, I don't know. I don't think I have the voice for it. I don't sound like a lot of the girls I'm listening to. And then I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Just do it. And so I actually, God, this is a long story, but okay. So I actually, the first thing I did was I actually wrote this really, really sort of emotional, long ass script. And I thought, well, I'm just going to write this and I'm going to keep it to myself. And, you know, I have no intention of ever posting or anything. This is before I thought I wanted to post. And so I wrote this really long ass emotional script. And I was like, no, I'm never going to post this anywhere. It's just for me. And then I recorded it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep this for myself. And I'm never going to post this. I'm never going to post anything. And then I thought, you know what? I think I can do this because I actually listened to myself and I thought, well, you don't sound too bad. You don't sound like other people as much as you could, but that's fine. That's me. So I thought, well, okay. And I actually never have posted that, that particular audio. I may someday, but I don't know. It's not quite what I want to put out there right now. Maybe someday. It's a little bit different. I don't know. It's the first thing I wrote, the first thing I recorded, and I haven't put it out there yet. Maybe I will. But then, you know, I just started recording other stuff, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I thought it was really great. And I think it just is absolutely amazing to me that people actually listen to it, and people, you know, take the time to comment and write me and say that they like it. It's just absolutely amazing, and it's such a ego boost, really, which is nice, you know. So so that's how I found GWA and where I started posting. So yeah, that was like the longest answer ever. Okay, so what is your dirtiest fantasy? I don't know. I don't know. I think that might be still to be determined, actually. I'm not really sure that I have something that I haven't explored quite yet that I would consider like a fantasy, an unexplored fantasy. But I think that I'm going to have to say, don't know yet. Maybe it's still out there somewhere. Okay, so what's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Okay. I'm going to probably have to defer. What's the word? I'm going to have to table that because I'm going to probably make a post just on that because, and I wouldn't really say it was even necessarily kinky as we would define kinky, but it was a sexual encounter that has stayed with me for such a long time and I will always remember it. And it involved lots of details, the kindness of a stranger and traveling and it just so much. And it was just something that has meant the world to me. And I really think that I would like to describe it in detail. And I will probably do an entire post on that at some point and just talk about what happened. And because it was like just the most amazing thing, the hottest thing that's ever happened to me, probably up until now. So anyway, I look forward to that. Okay, so what's your favorite part of your body and why? I think I'm supposed to say my brain, but no. Okay, I think that my favorite part of my body would be definitely my breasts. I never know what to say or what to call them. I don't like the word breasts. It's too clinical, and I don't like how it sounds. And I don't like tits, and I don't like boobs. Boobs sounds very juvenile, like a 10-year-old would say it. I don't know what to say. Anyway, that's what my favorite thing is. I think that I like them for many reasons. The first reason would be I think they look pretty good. I'm sure that lots of ladies have better ones, but I think they look pretty good. I think one of the things I like the most, though, is how they can make me feel. If you've listened to my audios, you know that I kind of talk about my nipples a lot. And that is kind of why, because I think that, you know, my breasts and my nipples are a huge part of my sexuality and getting me turned on and just a big part of it, a big part of, you know, how I identify sexually. Or, you know, just something that is been sort of a constant in that. So that would be my favorite part, you know, mostly, you know, because of how they look, but also how they sort of work for me. So that would be my favorite part of my body. So, wow, we got through all the questions and it's only been 30 minutes. My goodness, I really thought that I'd talk forever. So that's like 2 minutes per question. Wow. Interesting. So anyway, well, thank you for listening and I probably will do some more. This has been fun. All right. Bye.